Tánaiste and Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar has floated the prospect of a pre-election deal between his party and Fianna Fáil to maximise Dáil seat gains for the two biggest parties in the current coalition government. Mr Varadkar, who is due to become Taoiseach again on the 17th of December, was speaking on the podcast Indo Daily. He was asked by Irish Independent political editor Philip Ryan if he would be open to a deal.
A lot can happen in 2 or 2.5 years. My expectation is that we will contest the next election as an independent party. But if this government continues, if it gets its work done, and if it ends well, if it doesn't break up for some reason and ends well, well then I think, you know, that's an option we'd be putting before the Irish people, that we would seek to continue with the current partners that we have in government.
Honest to Leo Varadkar. Well, let's talk now to Barry Cowan, who's Fianna Fáil TD for Laois Offaly. A very good afternoon to you, Barry Cowan. Thank you for taking our call this afternoon. So what do you make of Mr. Varadkar's remarks?
I think it's premature to be engaging in any such speculation at this stage. I think a lot has to happen yet before the public asks themselves those questions. Fianna Fáil and the other government parties firstly must fulfil its own mandate and seek to implement the programme for government. The public, of course, will, when the time comes, it will take into consideration the government's performance, its prudent management of the economy through COVID and the cost of living. But that won't be the only component of their decision. It'll want to see distinctive policies on issues that matter. And my responsibility, as is that of other Fianna Fáil party members throughout the country, is to ensure that Fianna Fáil has that offering and let Fine Gael look after their house. So parallel to the remaining term in government, Fianna Fáil have a job of work to do in preparation for that election. It'll have to put its own unique stamp and identity on issues that, in the first instance, resonate with the public, and thereafter they then will be faced with the opportunity to make their decision as to who they see fit to best deal with those issues that will be have to be dealt with by the next government.
He cited, in relation to a closer election arrangement between the two parties, he cited two examples, Roscommon East Galway and Dublin South Central. In Dublin South Central, Fianna Fáil doesn't have a seat. Roscommon Galway, neither of the two biggest parties in the government have seats. And says that they're the kind of constituencies where there could be benefits and gains and seats secured for both parties. Do you accept that?
Of course you would if you look back at figures and you play with figures and you analyse them and you look at the statistical analysis. But, you know, in every election is different and every election presents its own challenges. And at present, when you look at the polls, if I consider what Fianna Fáil has to offer, we've to set about creating our own unique identity and our own stamp on issues, as I said, that resonates with the public, whether in housing, in childcare, in healthcare, energy security and unification and so forth. Those are issues where we need clear, defined, easily understood policies. And I think if we can win that argument at the doors, if we can win that support, the results look after themselves thereafter. I don't think you can preempt the public's viewpoint.
But you'd also presumably be standing on your record in government, and you've been in government with Fine Gael.
Yeah, like I said to you, you know, the public, when the time comes, will take into consideration the government's performance. It will be conscious of the prudent management of the economy, the manner in which the government has charted a path through COVID, the manner in which it's dealing with the cost of living crisis, the 11 billion budget it put on the table, the reserves that are there to meet with further destabilising effects that may yet be in front of us. But it will also look for distinctive policies on issues that matter to people at that time and will adjudicate on who they think is best placed with the policies that can resonate with them and have an opportunity for us to make that argument and try and have a leading role in the next government. That's our prerogative, and that's my prerogative, and I would expect it would be the same for all Fianna Fáil members.
Another aspect of this is that an election pact might get you transfers from whoever you have the deal with, but might actually alienate supporters of other parties in giving preferences to you further down the ticket.
Yeah, there are different circumstances by which people arrive at their decision on any given day, whether to do with party political affiliations, policies that are placed in front of them, the debate to take place at the door. They may be known to candidates, they may have preferences for candidates, but they like the opportunity to make their own choice and make their own decision. And I wouldn't seek to shove any combination down the neck of any voter. I think you win your vote on the field of play, and every party is entitled to put their best foot forward and put their policies forward and engage in debate with them. And as I said, if we can succeed, which we have a job of work to do in seeking to set about creating our own unique stamp and identity on issues with clear defined policies that are not yet in place or that are not in the existing programme for government but are necessary and can win support. Well, let's do that and let the people make their decision. We'll abide by that decision and form a government thereafter.
We'll have this change of power of the Office of Taoiseach now at the beginning of December. Micheál Martin will cease to be Taoiseach. Would you expect him for the foreseeable future of this government to remain as leader of Fianna Fáil?
Yeah, look, we as a political party and a parliamentary party, I'm sure we'll have that discussion closer to that changeover. I don't want to preempt what decision, but it's my belief that the Taoiseach does retain majority support within the party. And while that is the case, I respect and appreciate that, and I would expect others to do likewise, and we look forward to his continued leadership with that being the case. But as I said to you, he has a job of work to do thereafter. He's no longer a chairperson. He has to assume the role of chief within Fianna Fáil in order to ensure that parallel to the work of government, that Fianna Fáil looks at its identity, looks at the issues which have us at the same or less than our standing in the last general election, and find ways and means by which policy resonates with public that can deliver and can allow people to consider us as a lead player in the next election.
So you're saying he needs to prioritise his role as leader of the party?
He will prioritise his role as leader of the party, and you can see there are conferences this weekend in relation to education. There'll be another one in the coming weeks in relation to agriculture and rural development. That is the first signs and indications of Fianna Fáil taking its role seriously insofar as it has to prepare for the next election, and in order to do so needs to have clear, defined individual policies that are easily identifiable with Fianna Fáil and go out and sell them and win support and be in a position of strength to have a stronger position in the next
All right, Barry Cowan of Fianna Fáil, thank you very much indeed for that. Back with more after this short break. This